I did. I ignored it. And then the next day I woke up right after sleeping and I wrote this piece right away. I was disappointed about not talking about disappointment. Disappointing. I have disappointed you. Once again, I can see by the way that you are holding the scorecard out toward me, and I am coming up the loser once again. And you don't have to say a word. The shift of your shoulders says it. The fall of your face says it. The dull of your eyes says it all. I have disappointed you once again, and you are silently sending me down through the floor, down so low into the dirt and the mire of the earth, straight through to the burning core. At least that's how low that you are making me go. That's how I feel right now as I look at you and read the disappointment on the invisible wall that has risen between us somehow. But I'm not going to fall this time, because I'm feeling something else this time, because there's this one little part of me that burns from inside. Like the last ember of fire that never quite dies. And it's reminding me not to let myself get so low. Reminding me. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I did make a mistake. Maybe I was human once again today. Maybe I said sorry. Maybe that wasn't enough. Maybe you're too busy still tallying up the score. Maybe you've forgotten that you made mistakes too. And maybe you've hurt me like now I'm hurting you. But I didn't post mine on the billboard sign. Or go a month without talking. And maybe I know a little too well how that feels, because when people get disappointed, they don't tell. They don't say a word, they just silently continue to tally the score and never think twice about erasing the board. And so, although I don't hear what you think, it's pretty clear to see. I am disappointing you with my human condition once again, my friend, while I finally realize it isn't just me, but that you, with your silent judgment and treatment and scorecard condition, are likewise disappointing me. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Carol,
that was funny. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Carol. Well,
thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Steve. A big hand for Cheryl Perrault and Steve Rabson.